return to the body. Some patients learn through wordless communication with a being of light or a deceased relative that they ought to return to life, especially if they have a task to fulfill. This choice, advice, or command is often carried out reluctantly. Disappearance of fear of death. Almost every near-death experiencer, NDE-er, loses the fear of death. This is partly because experiencers expect to survive death, but also because they experience love and acceptance rather than condemnation and uncertainty. The life review is not an external expression of divine wrath, but a requirement that they experience the true outcomes of their choices. Generally, NDEers come from different religious backgrounds, but have very similar experiences. One curious phenomenon is that blind people sometimes report that they can see during an NDE. 45-year-old Vicky Yumapeg had been born blind, her optic nerve completely destroyed at birth when she was given too much oxygen in the incubator. Yet, apart from the fact that she could not distinguish color, Vicky's NDE unfolded as a sighted person's might. Although that sounds surprising, it is worth noting that lifetime blind people often learn the world within their reach fairly accurately through touch rather than sight. They cannot detect color, as Vicky did not, background, or changes in the position of objects, but within those limits, their knowledge is accurate. Like Van Lommel, American cardiologist Michael Sabom began to study NDEs among his patients in 1994. He was a bit worried about the bestseller status of books such as Raymond Moody's Life After Death, 1975, which popularized the term near-death experience, but did not read like scientifically grounded work. Sabom was anxious to put the study of NDEs on a professional footing. For example, he avoided interviewing survivors who had told their story to a mass audience or served as a subject in other research. Over a period of 2 years, Sabom interviewed and surveyed 160 patients, mostly from his own clinical practice. He found that 47 had had NDEs as rated on a Grayson scale, associated with a near-fatal physical crisis and unconsciousness. 28 of the NDEers were women, and 19 were men. They ranged in age from 33 through 82 and came from all walks of life. Fewer than half were traditional Christians, but all professed some belief in God.